Hey, Mama, welcome to the Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast. This is a community where you can feel seen, heard, and supported with relatable mom content to help you prioritize your wellness. Whether it's managing stress, reducing burnout, or simply finding ways to take care of yourself, this space is for you. Here we focus on making small, manageable steps toward feeling like yourself again without adding more to your plate. I'm your host, Jeray Williams, and I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into this episode. Hi, Mama. Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness. We're wrapping up our Reclaiming Your Time and Energy series this month with a powerful and often overlooked topic. Rest. Say it with me. Rest. R-E-S-T. Rest. R-E-S-T. Rest. Today, we're diving into why resting is the key to being present and more productive in motherhood. Rest isn't just about sleep, okay? It's not just about sleep. It's about recharging mentally, emotionally, and physically so you can show up as your best self. We're going to talk about the importance of rest, how it reduces burnout, and realistic ways to build rest into your day, even when life feels nonstop. Because let's get real. Rest is essential. Rest is essential. Rest is essential for avoiding burnout. When we don't prioritize rest, we're running on empty, snapping at our kids, forgetting things, and feeling overwhelmed. Y'all ever feel like your skin starts crawling? Yes, that's a part of it. Rest allows you to recharge your physical energy and regain clarity, patience, and focus. But here's the thing. Rest isn't just about sleeping. It's about your mental and emotional rest. Because y'all know the overstimulation, the chaos, like it can all become too much, right? Sometimes you just need to pause, clear your mind, and give yourself permission to just be. When you rest, you're not only recharging for yourself, but you're also creating space to be fully present for your family. I know resting isn't always easy. Let me share something from my own life. I used to think rest meant I wasn't being productive. I'll sit down to rest, but then I'll open my laptop and start working. Or I start cleaning, or I'll just find me something to do. Like my husband always be like, girl, you find something to do. Okay, you need to sit down. Because my husband just be like, he be doing too much sometimes. But I've been working on it, y'all. I'm a different person. I'm changed, okay? But during that time, that's when my husband became my accountability partner. He reminded me to put the laptop away. Do not touch any other stuff. Just relax and just focus on recharging. Now, I developed my discipline to rest, y'all. Even without someone reminding me, rest takes practice. It's not easy. It's like building a muscle. You might not feel motivated to rest, but when you have the discipline to prioritize it, you'll see the benefits, okay? And remember, rest isn't selfish. It's not lazy. It's necessary, okay? You can even teach your little ones. If you have little ones like me, you can teach them to rest. I know my oldest be like, oh, we're resting? Yes, we're resting, baby. We're resting. We need to recharge up. But when you prioritize rest, you're better able to manage your energies throughout the day. Rest helps you reduce mental clutter so you can focus on what truly matters. It helps you recover from physical exhaustion so you have more stamina for the day ahead. So even if you had a long day, go home and rest. And you're going to recover. You're going to be ready for the next day. Reset emotionally so you're more patient and present with your family. Think of it this way. If you're constantly withdrawing from your energy bank without depositing back into it, like we talked about earlier in the series, you're going to burn out. Rest is how you refill the bank. And I'm a big believer in starting small. That's my thing. Starting small and building on. If you can see me right now, I'm building on with my hands. Here are some realistic ways that you can incorporate rest into your day. And you don't have to do all of these right now. Just pick one. I just want you to have options in your toolbox, okay? Schedule mini breaks. Take 5 to 10 minutes a few times a day to just pause. Whether it's sipping your tea. I love me a little chai tea, okay? Stepping outside for fresh air. Or closing your eyes for a quick reset. Those little breaks add up. The next one is to plan your rest. That's another option. Just like you're planning meals or activities, plan your rest. Use tools like the Mom Stay Out Wellness Guide to map out what you can do during your free time. I'll even leave that in the description because that right there, okay, it's a game changer. Identify what fills you up. Ask yourself, what helps me feel rested? For me, it's walking, reading, or journaling. For you, it might be listening to music, right? Taking a bubble bath or sitting quietly with your thoughts. Another one is to create a nighttime wind down routine. Set a consistent bedtime and do something calming before sleep by reading, stretching, or writing down a few things that you're grateful for. And The last one is delegate and ask for help. If you feel like you don't have time to rest, look at what you can delegate. Ask your partner to take over dinner prep one night or involve your kids in simple tasks to lighten your load, okay? Because here's the truth about motivation. Y'all ready? Because we're going to talk about motivation versus discipline. And the reason why we're going to talk about this now is because I just gave you some tools. And I know you might be like, how am I going to find the time? So listen up. Some days you won't feel like resting, right? But that's where the discipline comes in. You have to remind yourself that rest is part of your overall wellness plan. It's not optional. Think about it like this. If you improve by just 1% every day, by the end of the year, you'll be 365% better. That's the power of small, consistent actions. You don't have to overhaul your entire routine overnight. Start with one small step and build on it. If you don't ever rest, you can even start with 5 minutes. And once you get that 5 minutes down pat, go ahead and keep building onto it. But I'm not telling you that you have to just be like, I'm a rest all day. If you ain't never rest before, it may not be as successful and productive as you would like. Because rest is productive, okay? It's in the Bible, y'all. You know, God rested, so can you. But if you're ready to dive deeper into rest impacts your energy, productivity, and overall well-being, join us in a Nurture Mom membership. Okay, we're talking about physical energy this month, and it aligns with what we've been talking about on a podcast, okay? Because we're talking about topics like how to recognize when you need to rest, movement for moms and how it ties into energy, how to fuel your body and optimize rest and sleep. It's community that helps you stay accountable and supported as you work towards prioritizing your wellness. But mama, rest is the key to being present and more productive. It's not about doing more. It's not about doing less. Well, let me restate it. It's not about doing more. It's about doing less, but doing it intentionally. That was a tongue tie. Start small this week. Schedule one moment of rest each day. Even if it's just 5 minutes, think about what fills you up and commit to making it part of your routine. If you need guidance, check out the Mom's Day Out Wellness Guide or join the Nurture the Mom membership. I'd love to have you in there with us. Together, we'll help you create a life that's less overwhelming and more aligned with what truly matters. I'd love to hear how you're making time for rest in your day. Hit me up. You know where to find me on navigatingpostpartumwellness.com or find me on Instagram, Jeray.Williams. Thank you for tuning in, Mama. Remember, rest is productive. Take care of yourself, and I'll see you next time. You got this.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast. If you enjoyed it, I'd love for you to leave a review and share this podcast with a mom friend who needs encouragement. Be sure to join my email list at navigatingpostpartumwellness.com for more tips, updates, and resources to help you on your journey. I'll see you in the next episode.